supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness. And I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change, and that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty wise.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to our voice from Iran. In this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about the benefits of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, during his ghaibah or occultation.
It's yet another day, feeling all alone. Without your presence, I just can't go. My eyes are searching for you everywhere. After the end of the Friday prayer, O son of Hassan, my beloved Imam of the talking Quran, accept my salam.
And today? Today is 9th of Shaban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. On Thursday, we are 10th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 29th of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Related to our issue, we listen to chapter An-Nur, verse 55. Then we come back. Let's see, what do we want to speak?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون.
Allah has promised those who have believed among you and done righteous deeds that He will surely grant them succession to authority upon the earth, just as He granted it to those before them, and that He will surely establish for them therein their religion, which He has preferred for them, and that He will surely establish for them, after their fear, security, for they worship Me, not associating anything with Me. But whoever disbelieves after that, then those are the defiantly disobedient.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Imam Zainul Abidin, while swearing by Allah, says that these are our Shias. These are those who will be made the successors of this earth by Allah through the Mahdi, who will be from among us. It is a promise made by Allah, and Allah never breaks His promise. If Allah promises that the rightful inheritors of this earth will be the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, then taking a cue from the tradition, we should wait for this day with restlessness.
My hands, my life are at your command. Help me, Ya Mahdi. Help me to help you in action and speech, to deliver your message to the people I reach. 1,200 years you've been alive, and wait. You wait, we wait. We've prepared your seat. A Muslim, a man, a guide, our savior. God will bless us with you as a favor. They ask us, how is it you've lived for so long? We smile and remind them of Jesus and Elijah, or Khizr and Isa. They ask us, where are you? Why would God hide you? We remind them of Yusuf. You return when we decide to improve our actions, to accept our failures. Men rise to lead nations but fail for centuries. Our daily behavior makes God delay our savior. God promised your victory to us in the Quran, like Moses or Musa. He protected your birth. We have said in the Psalms and the Torah that my righteous servants will inherit the earth.
Imam's benefit during his ghaibah. There is no special deputy in direct contact with him in this period, I mean major occultation. And Muslim scholars are his general deputies at this time without having ability to meet him. Imam al-Mahdi, alayhi salam, rode through one of his special deputies during the minor occultation. I read it for you. Rest assured, no one has a special relationship with Allah. Whoever denies me is not from my community. The appearance of the relief or al-faraj depends solely upon Allah. Therefore, those who propose a certain time for it are liars. As to the benefit of my existence in occultation, it is like the benefit of the sun behind the clouds, where the eyes do not see it. Indeed, my existence is an amnesty for the inhabitants of the earth. Pray much for Allah to hasten the relief, for therein also lies the release from your sufferings.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear brothers and sisters, in this show we are going to talk about the benefits of the hidden Imam alayhi salam, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Another narration from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Undoubtedly, just as creatures need divine grace at the time of their creation, they need divine grace for their continuation and permanence of existence. The infallible leaders, peace be upon them, have been introduced as intermediaries of divine grace in numerous narrations. Imam Sadr alayhi salam quoted from his father, who quoted from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, saying, "We are the leaders of Muslims and Allah's proofs over the worlds, the masters of the believers and the masters of the people of faith. And we are the security of the people of the earth, just as the stars are the security of the people of the sky. And we are the ones by whom Allah Almighty holds the sky from falling and the earth, except by His permission. And by us, He holds the earth so that it does not shake its people. Because of us, He sends down rain and spreads mercy and brings out the blessings of the earth. And if it were not for us on earth, it would swallow its people." So thus the existence and continuation of all creatures depend on the existence of the divine proof on the earth. Of course, this type of benefit does not depend on accepting or rejecting the Imam alayhi salam, and Allah Almighty benefits all creatures because of the existence of the Imam. Therefore, if the wise decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, is such that as some angels have become intermediaries for the descent of some blessings, general and specific graces reach creatures through the Imam and the Imam. Imam is the channel of grace.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Achieving different skills can be one of our roles as we wait for the Imam's reappearance. How? Higher learning can increase our contributions to society. We are encouraged to continue to uplift ourselves with learning new skills and attaining new knowledge. It is our tradition of knowledge to inquire, analyze, and contemplate. Becoming a professional or achieving advanced education in areas such as health, science and education, just to name some examples, enable believers to excel in the way they serve not just the community but their Imam as well.
Ya Abu Saleh, 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 Ya Abu Saleh. حسن روحی فداک متا ترانا و نراک کلیس محبوبی سواک کلیس محبوب
همه
نل حسن روحی فداک متا
Every human is mortal, then how can Imam Mahdi live so long? This is today's special, and in this part we find its answer. Yes, everyone, but Allah is mortal, and in fact Imam al-Mahdi will pass away too. But the difference is the length of life in this world. The Quran and the traditions inform us that some people have long life in this world. Thus, the possibility of the occurrence of such phenomena is confirmed by the religion of Islam. According to Quran, chapter 29, verse 14, Prophet Noah had just been prophet for 950 years. This age should have been even more. Do you agree that Prophet Jesus is still alive? Do you agree that Prophet Khizr is still alive? Quran mentions the story of his meeting with Prophet Moses. He existed before the time of the Prophet Moses, and as such, Prophet Khizr is now more than 3,000 years old. He lived right here on the earth, but we cannot recognize him. Fairly similar to the case of Imam Mahdi, he serves Allah as one of his agents.
In another beautiful hadith in describing the qualities of the companions of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, and this should help us prepare for the reappearance by adopting these qualities. كَأَنَّ قُلُوبَهُمْ زُبَرَ الْحَدِيدِ لَا يَشُوبُهَا شَكٌ فِي ذَاتِ اللَّهِ. Their hearts are so solid and strong, they have no doubts about God. See, that requires knowledge. That requires a good understanding of theology, my dear brothers and sisters. If you'd like to prepare yourself for the reappearance, seek knowledge starting from today. Dedicate a portion of your day to seeking knowledge. It's with knowledge that you dispel the doubts from your mind, that you strengthen your intellect and your heart. Then the Imam alayhi salam states that they are more firm than the mountains. That's the strength that they have. No one can bring them down. They are patient, they are strong. Then the Imam alayhi salam states in a beautiful hadith, كَأَنَّ قُلُوبَهُمُ الْقَنَادِيلِ. Their hearts are like luminous lamps. You know what a lamp does? A lamp shines the light. It does not discriminate. If you put something good by the lamp, the light reaches it. If you put something bad, the light reaches it. If you put a flower next to it, it illuminates the flower. You put a gun next to it, it illuminates the gun. That's the quality of a light. The companions of the Mahdi, their hearts radiate with guidance for everyone. Because they want goodness for everyone. They wake up in the morning, they want goodness for everyone, for their friends, family, for the people in their society, for their neighbors, for everyone. That's the least of iman, brothers and sisters. At least want goodness for others. Some of us, Allahu Akbar, if I see someone successful, that disturbs me. And the jealousy starts destroying me, and I start planning to bring down that person. To prepare for their reappearance, there should be no room for jealousy in our hearts.
That was all for this episode of today's special under the topic of benefits of Imam al-Mahdi, the last savior during his ghaibah. Thank you very much for listening to us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Wassalam. Allahumma ajjil baliyka al-farad. Allahumma Allahumma ajjil baliyka al-farad.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us ponder on an interesting maxim from the Holy Prophet's sixth infallible successor, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him. On the flowering of knowledge, when Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, finally appears. Knowledge is divided into 27 parts. No more than 2 parts have been acquired by human beings so far. When our Qa'im arises, he will expose the rest of the 25 parts and distribute it among the people. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, thumma salatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this program of the key, we are going to recite a beautiful hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam regarding the importance of being careful or caring about the affairs of the other believers. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصبح من أمتي وهمته غير الله فليس من الله ومن لم يهتم بأمور المؤمنين فليس منهم ومن أقر بالذل طائعا فليس منا أهل البيت من أصبح من أمتي. The Prophet says that he who begins his day thinking of something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not one of the people of God. If you begin your day without thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about doing each and everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course you will not be from the people of God. You will not be considered among the mu'mineen, the faithful people. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَهْتَمَّ بِأُمُورِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And he who does not care for the affairs of the believers, the umur al-mu'minin, falaysa minhum, is not one of them. is not one of them. If someone does not care about the affairs of the other faithful people, the other mu'mineen, he will not be considered among these faithful people and the believers. It means that we must be always caring about the affairs of the mu'mineen, the believers, in order to be counted among the mu'mineen, in order to be considered among the mu'mineen. وَمَنْ أَقَرَّ بِالذُّلِّ طَائِعًا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا أَهْلِ الْبَيْتِ. He who succumbs to humiliation is not with us, the Prophet ﷺ family. So that is why we must be very much careful about this, that first of all, we should always begin our days with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remind ourselves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have in another beautiful hadith that says that every day you have to do musharata, then muraqaba, then muhasaba. Musharata means that at the beginning of the day, you should promise yourself that, okay, today I'm going to do all these things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the day, you have to do muhasaba. You have to count, you have to actually assess yourself that whether you fulfilled your promises that you promised yourself in that day or not. At the end of the day, when you go to bed and want to sleep, you have to do muhasaba. So muraqaba means caring about what you do in your life, in your daily life. Muhasaba is at the end of the day, that you should count, that you should check whether you did all those things that you promised or not. Whether you did muraqaba, whether you care about them or not. So it means that the whole day should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beginning of the day, during the day, and the end of the day would be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sign of the faithful and the mu'min according to the saying of the Holy Prophet. Salawatullahi alayhi wa alihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters all over the world listening to IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I welcome you, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, among our brothers here, dear Ali Nasir, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome everyone.
Wa alaikum assalam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir, how is it going?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
All right. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
All right. So, everyone is fine. Hope you are doing well, dear listeners. Let's get started. Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 28, Surah Al-A'raf, page 153. Brothers and sisters, hold your Quran together. all together with Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser. Let's get started. First and foremost, let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Good recitation. We loved it. We enjoyed it. Did you?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, hope you've enjoyed it. Let's go and see what Allah Almighty says in Ayah 28 of Surah Al-A'raf, page 153. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So, one of our brothers is going to read right after I said the translation of this ayah. Okay?
Yes.
Yes.
وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. Allah Almighty says, those who don't believe, okay, in God. And it talks about the previous ayah. Look. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Those people who have no faith. Okay? They are these type of people. What type of people? وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً.
Yes.
When they commit a sin.
Yeah.
They say, وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا. We found our fathers practicing this.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about the Hajj pilgrimage. Like the pagans, okay? They were doing the, they were performing the Hajj, okay? Because of their culture. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Their forefathers were doing, going around the Kaaba, doing the tawaf.
Yes.
Circumambulating around the Kaaba, okay? Without clothes.
Yes.
Like, their body was not completely covered, okay? Alright?
Uh-huh, yes.
So, when we... This was a haram thing, okay, to do, based on Islam. وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَحَشَّةً. These non-believers, when they do this kind of sins, okay? When they are asked, why are you doing this? They will reply, what? Okay, وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا أَبَانَا. We found our fathers practicing it. So listen, sometimes, of course, our forefathers have been doing a lot of things, okay? It doesn't mean because your forefathers were doing this, it's right. Sometimes it could be
wrong.
So you don't have to practice
the
same thing.
The same, yeah.
Okay? Look at what is the truth, what is correct. So there might be a lot of superstitions that our forefathers had been doing. So it doesn't mean we have to do them today. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Wallahu amarana biha. Oh, they say something worse than this. They say Allah has commanded us to do this. What? Did really Allah command you to do this? To go around the Kaaba while you're naked? God forbid. No way. Allah Almighty has never commanded you to do so. Okay? Qul inna Allah la ya'muru bil fahsha. No. O Prophet, say to them, Allah never commands you to do what?
Bad.
What?
Bad.
Bad things. Okay? To do indecencies. أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Do you attribute things to Allah what you don't know? Okay? All, without knowledge, you're relating this, okay, to Allah Almighty. Attributing this to Allah Almighty. This is haram thing. Okay?
Yes.
So, refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, you will learn more about this. In the previous verses, we learned instead of attributing this to anybody else, a sin that we do, instead, what should we do?
Repent.
Repent.
Yes.
We should ask Allah Almighty to forgive us. Okay.
The door of Tawbah is always open.
Yeah, the door of Tawbah is always
open.
Open. Alright. Thank you so much for that nice sentence.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Ali Nasser or Hussein Hassan, one of you, please read this. Huh? Who's ready?
Me.
Hassan, could you read this, please?
Yes.
Lesson. Okay. We will practice the Tajweed rules. Step by step, read.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإذا فعله فاحشة قالوا وجدنا عليها آباءنا والله أمرنا بها قل إن الله لا يأمر بالفحشاء أتقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون.
Thank you. Nice one. Good job. So, Hussein, you as well read. Step by step, we'll practice the tajweed also, okay? Like, make pauses between the words I say, okay? Read okay. From وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا. Make a pause at the word بِهَا قِلَى. We'll explain. Hassan, get ready. I'll ask you some questions. Ali Nasser, get ready. All right.
Yes. Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا فعلوا فاحشة قالوا وجدنا عليها آباءنا والله أمرنا بها.
Wait, did he read correctly? Was there any mistake?
Yes.
What was the mistake?
The إخفاء.
Where was the إخفاء?
فاحشة.
فاحشةً. You should hide the sound of tanween.
And he should stretch it.
Yeah, and stretch it.
Yeah,
you should stretch it more.
Right. There was a very clear mistake right in the beginning. Huh?
فَعَ.
No.
وَإِذَا.
إِذَا ذَال.
I didn't pronounce it correctly.
No, he said وَإِذَا. Yes?
Oh. Yes.
That was very clear. Okay, fix them, hurry up. Read it one more time. Hassan, check out if he makes any mistake.
Alright.
وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا.
Was there any mistake, Hassan?
No.
No mistake. Ali Nasser?
No.
Thank you, that was good. Hassan, what does that qila say there?
Qila says that it's better to stop here. To make a pause, then continue.
What about that sila say?
Sila say that it's better to continue.
Better to continue.
Yes, it's opposite of qila.
Opposite to qila. So yes. Qila says better to stop. Sila says better to
continue.
Continue. Both say one thing in common. Both share one thing in common, and that is they both
can stop.
Say that you can
stop.
Make a pause at any of their stations, okay?
Yes.
So, one point here. وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً تَنْوِين plus قَاف.
Yep, إِخْفَى.
The rule إِخْفَى is applied, and that means you should
hide
it.
Sound of noon or tanween.
Sound of or noon or tanween. How do you do it, Ali Nasir? The way Hussein did. Read it one more time.
فاحشة قالوا
فاحشة قالوا فاحشة قالوا. Make sure there is a heavy letter after it, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Hussein, continue, please. Wait. The word عليها and آباءنا, both of these words, they both have mad. But Hussein ignored the word عليها, the mad in the word عليها, but he pronounced آباءنا. What's the point? Hussein, please tell us, why did you do that?
the point is that in alayha, it's jaiz to stretch.
Ah, in the word alayha, the mad is jaiz mad.
Yes.
So you can stretch it or ignore it. That's why he chose to skip it.
Yeah, but in abana, it's wajib.
In abana, it is?
Wajib.
It is wajib. Okay, so how to understand the mad is wajib or jaiz? This is...
When mad and hamza are in, both are in one word.
Yeah, better to say the mad. Okay, if the mad and the hamza that follows it,
yes,
if they are in the
same word,
in one word or in the same word, make sure the mad is
wajib.
Wajib. You should extend like the word
aba'ana.
Aba, look at the mad, and right after the mad there is a hamza, ana. So the hamza and the word, the mad, both are in the same word. Aba'ana. But in the word alayha, you see that alayha is one word. Okay? Ha, the mad is in the word alayha. Actually, alayha, two words we have. Alayha.
Yeah.
Alaha. Okay? So, and aba is another word. So the mad and the hamza, they are not in the same.
Yes.
Read. Wallahu. What about wallahu?
Yeah, heavily.
Heavily? How do you read? Why? How do you understand you should read it heavily?
Because we have fatha before the word Allah.
Got fatha before the word Allah. In case you have kasra or dhamma, what do you do?
When we have kasra, we should pronounce it lightly.
Lightly.
And we have when we have fatha and dhamma, we should pronounce it heavily.
Heavily. All right. Good job. Good job. Wallahu amarana biha. Read. Hussein.
Yes.
Continue.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ.
Nice one. قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ, again, heavily, لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. So, in case a word ends with mad, alright, in case a word ends with mad, you don't have to extend it. You ignore it when you stop. بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. Change it to two counts, okay? Two counts.
Yes.
Not bil fahsha. Not the sixth count. All right. Read the next part.
Ataquluna ala Allahi ma la ta'lamun.
Superb. I will read, recite, listen, and repeat. That will be the last part of our class. Ready, guys?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, please participate. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذا فعلوا فاحشة قالوا وجدنا عليها آباءنا والله أمرنا بها.
وإذا فعلوا فاحشة قالوا وجدنا عليها آباءنا والله أمرنا بها.
قل إن الله لا يأمر بالفحشاء أتقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون.
قل إن الله لا يأمر بالفحشاء أتقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسن. سم الله بلسي إن شاء الله. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us. That's all from us for today. Stay with Arab English Radio. See you next session. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم
صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
This is Back to Reality. Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, lovely friends from all around the world. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. This is IRIB English Radio. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. This is Asma, and here with me I have two very dear guests. Sister Bita.
Yeah.
And Zahra.
And Sister Zahra. Well, assalamu alaikum, both of you.
Alaikum assalam, dear.
And you know the ritual. You have to introduce yourself very much briefly. Tell us about your background and let us know you more.
I'm Zahra and I'm a computer science student. I also attend HOSA and have finished my second stage studies in HOSA and I'm completing my degree in computer science.
So that's very good. Wish you best of luck.
Computer science, yeah. Literature, and that's
what a combination. Beautiful
combination.
Yeah.
And I'm Bita, by the way, and it's a pleasure for me to be here again. I'm studying medical science, and that's it.
Yeah, thank you for being here, both of you. Well, once more, I have the pleasure to sit here with these very dear guests. So there are some friends of mine who, when they gather together, they start just talking, giving notions. And
backbiting, gossiping.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's not put it that harsh way. We're just giving information to each other. There was a play that we were reading it, which was so interesting and funny. And I recommend everyone to go and read it because that's so interesting and that's so applicable to our real life nowadays. Which was a school for scandal. And there was this woman out there whom she always started a gossip in different communities. And then what she said as a justification, whenever anybody accused her of gossiping, she said, I'm not gossiping. I'm just reporting what I have heard. So under this notion and under this pretext, we always do things that we shouldn't do. Because whatever we say might destroy the reputation of a person or even maybe the destiny of a person. Mm-hmm. So it's very difficult to listen to different reports and not get affected.
Yeah, because as much as you would like to tell people to not gossip and not talk behind people's backs and not say bad things about them, there are always people who will. And the question comes that, well, when you hear these things, what are you going to do about it?
Exactly.
Are you going to like go be like, oh my God, that person, yeah. I know they like last night binged on
because
a
we have
bottle
some
of ice
side
cream.
Notes as well, you know, yeah. Because we already have got some other reports. So when you add it to the reports given to you, it would create such a beautiful story.
Yeah.
So it's so hard to control it.
Yeah, definitely. And other than the fact of whether it is even true or false, the influence it has on ourselves and how we interact with that person later on
exactly
shows itself like a
because
lot.
Because it would lead to judgments, and mostly these judgments are not going to be good judgments.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, it's fun. You're sitting in a group of friends.
Naturally.
Yeah,
and
talking about other people.
It's fun.
Look at that woman. She's wearing this red dress. It's so flashy. Oh my gosh. What a personality
it's
she
not
has.
Just like that.
Yeah, you know?
Vita, you have been at university. But it doesn't end in that point.
Exactly.
You know? In some occasions, you, as I just told you, you have some side notes. The other person is adding something. If you put that puzzle together, you will get somewhere.
Yeah.
So exactly there, the story gets so interesting and funny. That's the suspense, but you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You have to make a decision whether you want to be involved in that gossip. And that is scandal or not?
Yeah, there are so many other domains and other circumstances that we can refer to as an example of this thing that will happen. Not only among women, because mostly we have this kind of
accusation
of women that they talk a lot. But I saw this with my own two eyes, specifically in my university, that even boys talk about each other a lot, specifically even whenever they are working.
Yeah.
It's not about gender. Or not even generation or no other factor that
there's no
may be judgmental. Yeah.
Everybody is interested in gossiping. Everybody is interested.
Everybody
is
prone to
do
know
that.
What's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's the point.
As they say, they want to know the tea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the point here is to control this desire in order to talk about
and
other people.
Another important point.
And be judgmental.
Is actually to control your judgments.
Yeah.
Which we're going to talk about more after the break. You're listening to, well, this is Asma. Sister Bita and Sister Zahra are helping us with the topic, which is related to gossiping, which is related to listening but not judging other people. But is it possible to listen but not be affected and not passing any judgment on people?
I think it's very difficult if you have heard something, especially in the form of gossip, because people don't come and gossip and be like, you don't know that girl yesterday. She went and she exercised for 30 minutes. She drank all the water she needs for the day. She ate all her healthy
food. It's not those
they're
good
like,
things.
No, they're like, you won't believe what she did the other day. So it's always juicy, kind of usually negative material.
And fishy, smelly.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Stuff you can be like, oh, no way. Is that what she meant? And so it's pretty much, I would say, almost impossible.
If you have a kind of impression about people whenever you face them at the first meeting, okay, you cannot stop your feeling about the way they speak, the way they talk to you.
But we don't let that get in the middle of our judgment.
Exactly.
I mean, we give them some opportunities to defend themselves.
Yeah, and this is the point. This is the whole point, to let them show their true color, show their true self, show their true personality, and it takes time.
I guess adding on to what Sister Bita said, you can't control your emotions.
Yeah.
But you can control what you do about them.
Exactly.
You can't control, like, if you feel bad or if you feel kind of, like, you know, unpleasant or, like, angry at somebody. But you can control, like, how you treat them.
Like I'm going to give you an example of a situation. Like, for example, imagine you're a boss.
Yeah.
A person is coming to you as an interviewer. Before you know about this interviewer, previously, you have heard something about them. You didn't know that they would come as an interviewer to you. But then now you have a background about them. Would that background affect their ability, their talent as an interviewer?
So that would be really difficult. Like, somebody would have to over there be like, okay, if it's my responsibility to... Oh, in this position, it's my responsibility to judge people.
Exactly. And I'm not here to have a morality check.
Yeah.
It's just a work.
And only judge, only like decide, basically.
Yeah.
I guess more than judging, decide based on a series of, as our sister said, criteria that does this person fit the criteria I need for over here? So obviously what they've heard from before can be a basis to, you know, like, watch out. Like, they're like, okay, I've heard from somebody that this person doesn't complete their work on time. Then that would be something for them to watch out for, to ask for, but not default treat the person like a criminal because of something they've heard from somebody else that, well, because I know you're lazy and you don't complete your work on time, I'm going to put like 50 more restrictions on you.
As a doctor, one of the biggest things that we try to maintain is to not have any feelings about people whenever we see them, according to the way that they are wearing their clothes and whatever, because there are so many different levels of people, different social status that came to the doctor. I mean, there is no boundary here.
Yeah.
You may face a kind of poor, homeless person.
So what should you do?
The only thing that we try to maintain is that it's okay to have feelings about patients. It's okay to have impressions about people.
But you shouldn't let it come in the middle of your diagnosis.
And not only your diagnosis, the way you treat that patient, you have to be fair. And because you are there in order to do that, this is your responsibility.
It's nice that in all majors we have something like that. Let's go for a break, and then we'd come up with the last part of today's episode, and then I would tell you about my major as well.
Yeah.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So, yes, we're talking about how to listen to things without being judgmental, and we don't let those things affect our judgments. In literature, we have intentional fallacy. I don't know if you have heard that or not, but then that's a nice notion. They say that if a critic would go for a work of art, but instead of going for the beauty of that work, for the elements inside that work, you go and search in the biography of the author or things related to the external world, then you are going to get into the trap of intentional fallacy.
Yeah.
So the same thing is applicable to the real world. If we are going to judge someone based on their talents, we shouldn't dig deeper in the things we know already or in the predetermined notions that we have.
Especially if it has nothing to do with us.
Exactly.
Like, you know, at some point, maybe you're like a parent, you're trying to fix something, you're a teacher, you're a psychologist, you're a employer.
Yeah.
In a certain area, not even in everything, in a certain set of like skills, behaviors, it's important for you to learn about these things, especially like, for example, in marriage, like all of those things get covered over there. But if you're just like, you know, just a random stranger, it's none of your business to like go and try to figure out, you know, that lady who's walking over there, where is she going? Who is she trying to meet? Does she, you know?
Like, try to practice not being so nosy.
Yeah.
And don't put your nose where it doesn't belong, because it might lead to dangerous decisions.
Mm-hmm. If I'm correct, what you're talking about is the Islamic notion of inviting to good and forbidding from evil.
Yeah.
In this as well, we are prohibited from going and searching into people's private lives to figure out if they are doing an evil for us to, like, then go and prohibit them from it or not. And obviously, in a like in a public social perspective, somebody who's doing a public and social wrong deed, you are allowed as a member of society to, in its own level with its own regulations and criteria, let somebody know that what they're doing is harmful to society. Another thing that our sister Bita mentioned was that you know, you like to tell other people things because you want to attract attention. Like, you like saying something to someone because you want to hear that wow